I vote three in the Southland. Sedano and Cap on a Wednesday afternoon. It is time for What You Need to Know.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. It's the 90 minutes from wherever you are.
Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. So what you need to know is that I need a new TV. Because I broke mine when I was moving. And you know what's funny? Just last week, we were talking about like the manliness conversation. Remember, Cappy?
Yeah, what we were talking about was women expect men to be manly.
Or men felt pressure.
Right, to be more manly.
Manly, yes.
Right, so like, for example, if you can't fix things, like if you can't unclog a toilet, you know, your lady might look at you and go, what's with you? You're a man. You know what I mean? Or like if you can't change a light bulb, you can't, you what kind of man are you?
Which and you admitted said, that you struggled with both of those
right,
things.
And you said that you could hang a TV on the wall, and George and I
sure did.
Both said, you are way more man than we are.
Yeah.
Because neither one of us would dare try and hang a TV on a wall. We'd hire somebody to hang a TV
on
a
wall. Many times.
I have hung dozens of TVs in my lifetime. This specific one, which is relatively new, I've got it in the past year, mounted it and unmounted it like three times. And then last night it was like at 3:30 in the morning. I needed to finish packing once and for all. And I was really tired. And what happened was I was lifting the TV. It's a big TV. It's like 70 inches. But it's light because the new TVs are light. I lifted it up just fine. No problems. And then the power cord got stuck on the wall mount. And so it was going to I had to let go. At some point, I couldn't. It was stuck. So my only choice was to try and like use my head to save it from completely like falling
from
down
collapsing.
On top of me.
Yeah.
And when I did that, I just heard like a you could hear like the screen crack.
Yeah.
And I plugged it in. I was praying. I was like, oh, please work. Please work. Plugged it in. Nope. It's done.
I mean, the good thing is TVs are cheap now.
I know, but it's still that's still a lot of money.
Hear what Lindsay said, though, Chris?
What?
She mounted it and unmounted it three times.
I did kind of smirk when I said that because I know that's your guys' thing.
Yeah. Sounds like something I've done to you three times.
All right. Well, there you have it.
By the way, not that Lindsay is eligible, but Friday at the Pizza Hut in Anaheim, 301 South Magnolia Avenue, Travis and Sliwa show. We'll be there starting at 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. I'm eating a pizza every hour as a bit. But we're also giving away a 75-inch Samsung UHD 4K television to somebody in attendance. So be sure to be there from our friends at Mirror Audio and Video in Westwood.
Lindsay, maybe you should go to Mirror Audio and Video.
I think I'm going to. I had a Mark Cates, the MC for Mirror, text Isaac today. I think that they have very high-end stuff.
They do.
And it's awesome, but I don't know. It might, you know. We'll see. But or whoever wins, you know, there's probably going to be.
Are you going to try to talk the person in
who
wins to giving you the television?
Or I was going to say invite me over to, like, watch sports every time I want to watch sports. But, you know,
are you going to use a connection at the radio station?
No, I'm not allowed. That's against FCC violation.
I'm going to say you're going to win it. I'm saying you said you went over to talk to one of the MCs to see about, you know, maybe going and hooking up a deal, right?
Listen, I'm like on a Costco budget for a TV. Okay,
Costco's got great TVs.
Did Costco's also got very expensive TVs, too.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, like, you know, the ones that I can afford.
You might be on a Walmart Vizio budget right now, which is
probably
by the way,
lower than that.
Let me tell you.
I buy a lot of Vizios.
Get yourself a TCL, dude.
TCLs are great.
My other TV was a TCL, but ironically, I gave it away because I was like,
What's the sister brand?
I got this big one now.
I don't remember.
Hisense.
Hisense.
By the way, before we get to the Caleb thing, really quick, do you guys want to go over the Masters menus really quick, because Jon Rahm revealed his Masters champion dinner.
Okay.
And I kind of wanted to see like what you guys would pick for yours, because you guys love talking about food.
Well, mine is easy. I you know, on steak Sundays we do a nice ribeye. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe a nice salad, a little mixed salad with you know, some cucumber, some avocado in it.
Mm-hmm. Like a Mediterranean salad?
Yeah, like
what kind of dressing you do?
You do balsamic.
You put a little little lemon on it?
A little feta.
Yeah, a little feta.
Feta's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, feta for sure.
Feta's a nice
I'd eat feta off you.
Yeah.
Kalamata olive.
And then maybe like just like a nice little mac and cheese. Just like a nice little mac and cheese.
You make that from scratch or you get one of those?
I mean, if I'm doing a Master's dinner, I'm having to make it from scratch.
Put a little bacon in the mac and cheese?
No, there's no need to.
Yeah, you don't need to.
If the mac and cheese is good, you don't need to do that
bacon.
Stuff.
You don't need bacon. All right.
What about your dessert?
Dessert, I like, let me see. Like, I would say something chocolate for sure. Maybe like one of those like dark chocolate soufflés.
It's got to be dark chocolate.
Well, like
no
the soufflé though, but like, you know, because it gets like the burst of chocolate in the middle.
For children.
Well,
soufflé or lava? Right. There's a difference. Which one?
What's that?
Soufflé or lava?
I mean, souffle.
Souffle is
it's
more like
fancier for the Masters. Lava is kind of like something you get at Applebee's.
Oh, it's delicious.
We love our friends at Applebee's.
It's delicious. The triple chocolate meltdown, Hell yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to an Applebee's.
Oh,
but
man.
You
I
should go.
Let's go sometime.
You would like it. Let me tell you what I would do, because I'm a low-rent kind of brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just the way I am. You know? What I would do is this. If I won the Masters, I'd show up with 3 In-N-Out trucks, and then I would have everybody eating In-N-Out.
I think that was like, wasn't Bubba Watson, didn't he have cheeseburgers?
Yeah, I believe that? Somebody did, yeah.
But they have to be made there. You can't bring in
a brand. Right. I just do the In-N-Out catering trucks, show up with 3 of them.
Yeah, but it's got to be made there at the Masters.
By the way, if you don't know what we're talking about,
you have them, they make it there.
The Champions Dinner happens, I believe, Monday night or Tuesday night at the Masters Week.
Early.
So once you win, the next year you host the Champions Dinner.
And you get to pick your whole menu.
Yeah.
So his is like a, do you guys want to hear what he has?
Let's see. Sure.
It's very Spain, but yes. John Rahm's from Spain.
Yeah, maybe some tapas.
So yeah, there's tapas. Cured pork loin.
Oh, okay, nice. That's not delicious.
I don't know if my rabbi would appreciate that, but I'd eat it.
Yeah,
some
that's delicious.
Spicy chorizo.
Ooh, very nice. That would be chorizo.
I'd have to have the extra pair on the pants.
Chorizo. That's España.
Extra on the pants.
Some Mama Rahm's classic lentil stew.
Oh, really?
She's bringing it in, or she's going to get back there and cook.
Okay.
They don't mind that at Augusta. They like it when you do that.
Oh, that's terrible.
I can say that.
Confit potatoes.
Oh, like duck confit?
Creamy chicken fritters.
I don't know what that is, but okay, I'd try.
Chicken fritters are like, I know what that is. It's hard to explain.
Well, but
though.
Creamy chicken fritters.
Yeah.
We had that last night in the suite.
Yeah. Crab salad.
No. Don't you remember when I took those chicken nuggets?
Enough with you. Go ahead.
What's crab salad? Lins.
The ranch.
It's salad with crab.
Oh, I've never had that. Like, really?
What is it?
It's crab salad.
No, what did she say?
Crab salad.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were like, it was like it had a different name or something.
Hey, remember when you were a crab and we would play the crab that pinches?
Yeah.
No pinch. I miss that guy.
That show was
crab.
Great then. Hey, we got
okay, let's see. White asparagus.
Nice.
White asparagus?
Yeah, you've never had white asparagus?
No.
Very nice.
Basque ribeye? I don't know how to say that.
So it sounds nice.
Well, it's Spanish.
From the Basque country.
Okay. Right. From Spain.
With piquillo peppers?
So, like, not, like, that is, like, that meat has not been, like, touched. Those.
those cows. I know some other meat that hasn't been touched in a while. To be honest with you.
Those cows are eating the best of the best organic stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be nice.
Okay, so that's some Basque ribeye with piquillo peppers.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah.
And then for dessert, you can have a puff pastry cake, custard and chantilly cream. Is that right?
Chantilly.
I'm going to tell you something right now. Everybody would appreciate the In-N-Out trucks a lot better than all that.
No, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, the In-N-Out trucks would be better.
You need to be a little more worldly.
Yeah,
I'd
you
have
need
some
to be
filet
worldly.
Oscar.
No, I'm telling you right now, everybody loves the In-N-Out truck.
Yeah.
I don't.
Do you love RG3's assessment of what Caleb should do? He should say, pull an Eli Manning. You covered that story, I'm sure, at length because you were down in South at that time.
Mm-hmm.
He should say, screw the Bears. They've ruined a lot of quarterbacks, including one just recently that was supposed to be really good. The hell with them. Tell them you're not going there.
You know, I can't say I really agree with RG3. Look, I understand where he's coming from. Like, RG3's perspective is, wait a second, I was a first round, or I don't even remember if it was
and
a first
overall.
He feels
the Redskins at the time ruined him because they made him play through an injury.
Not only that, but remember the same draft that they drafted
RG3,
they drafted Kirk Cousins
in the fourth round. Yeah.
So again, we're like finishing each other's sentences like a married couple.
Yeah.
The thing is RG3 comes from a place of being burned or feeling like he's been burned.
Yes, he
you
was.
Know? Justin Fields, look. Are the Chicago Bears a great organization? I don't think they are.
Right.
Do the Chicago Bears have a coach that I think is long for their organization? I don't think that
he
is.
Right, because this is my thing. If he brought up this point, we did not have that in the audio we played, but he basically said afterwards, like, if the Bears don't win like 9 or 10 games next year, those guys are going to get fired.
Right. They're going to fire.
So he's going to have another coach in year two.
But that's okay, though, I think, because I think Where RG3 is coming from, though, is this.
It's a lot to ask for him to win 10 games in this first season.
But they did win 7 games a year ago, and they did just get Keenan Allen, which is a whole new weapon for him.
Right.
And so I think that the Bears had, let me say this.
And they had DJ Moore late in the year.
Had they kept Justin Fields, I honestly think that the Bears might be an 8-9-10, like in that neighborhood, 8-9-10 win team.
Mm-hmm.
So now the Bears have made their declaration. You know, you say that they're a bad organization. Listen, The New York Giants, to me, are a bad organization because they didn't have the guts to cut their first-round quarterback. They wound up wasting $40 million a year on that guy. The Pittsburgh Steelers had the guts to say, we don't think Kenny Pickett can play. He's out of here.
Right.
The Chicago Bears, in some ways, had the guts to say, we don't think Justin Fields is our guy. We'd actually rather take our chances with Caleb Williams. So I don't agree with RG3. And if, by chance, the Bears are bad next year, the coaching staff's going to get fired, and you know what they're going to do? They're going to hire coaches to come coach this kid.
Right, they're going to say, let's go get an offensive guy because this defensive coach is a bad idea.
That's what I think.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it does set him back a little bit.
It gives him a year to play. And then next year, new coach.
Because Fields would be going into year three, right?
Maybe four.
Four?
Maybe four.
Yeah, it might be four, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. Like, Fields, even especially going into year four, I mean, he's got some experience. He would be ahead of Caleb in a lot of aspects.
Thing is that back when Eli Manning said to the Chargers, hey, don't draft me, Archie Manning had done his homework.
Right.
Archie Manning knew who the Spanos family was,
right,
and he did not want his kid playing there. And by the way, you know what the Chargers did? They drafted him anyway.
Right.
Then they traded him to the Giants,
right,
and the Chargers wound up getting a ton of picks who became very impactful players,
right,
for a short period of time. I think Caleb wants to be the number one pick.
Right.
I think there's a lot of ego involved in that.
Yeah.
And I think that the Bears they've got the number one pick, but they didn't have one or two wins. They had seven wins last year.
Right.
So they seem to be trending in the right direction.
But we've seen teams go backwards, because you never know, right? Injuries, whatever. You know what I mean?
Is he an upgrade as a rookie? Is Caleb Williams an upgrade?
He's
as
a better
rookie?
Passer than Justin Fields, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe they're getting a better quarterback, but he's a rookie. I mean, we saw what happened in Houston last year.
And that's the thing, is like, rookies are going to make rookie mistakes. I think Stroud is an outlier. We've seen very few rookies, Dan Marino, Ben Roethlisberger, C.J. Stroud, there's Andrew Luck. There's not a lot of those.
Right, but C.J. Stroud went to a bad organization with a first-year head coach and took them into the playoffs and won a game.
In a bad division.
Yes, but the Chicago Bears, I mean, think about that division.
But Detroit and Green Bay are good, dude.
Yeah, but nobody's like overly dominant. Detroit is new.
Detroit was in the NFC title game.
But they're new to winning. Can we agree on that?
And okay. Green Bay was in the playoffs.
But that's true. And Green Bay may be an ascending type of a team.
It's just a tougher division than the AFC South.
All I'm saying is that Chicago is not a 2-15 team.
I get it.
You know, they're a 7-win team. Do you agree with RG3 that he should tell the Bears, no, don't take
it? I don't think he should do it because I think that I believe in double standards. I believe in this world there are double standards and I don't have to get too deep into it. I believe Eli Manning did that and he took some grief, but because he's part of the Manning family, right? He took less grief than a kid like Caleb Williams would take.
Anything more to that? Because I think I'm reading into what you're saying.
Yes, I already said there's a double standard.
So you think because he's black and because Manning's white that he got less?
I would think he would get more flack. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I understand what you're saying. I mean, people might have a different perception of him than they did of Eli Manning. Eli Manning's brother was already in the league. His father had been a star in the league.
There's also the family aspect of it.
Yeah,
I get that.
Yeah.
But I do think that there's that in play, and I think that there's a double standard in play. I think that people have already kind of, like, poo-pooed him just based on a rumor that was out there on Pro Football Talk that he wanted like a percentage of ownership, which, by the way, never was going to come to fruition because Aaron Rodgers asked for it first when he was going to the Jets, and they struck that down. So there's already a lot of negativity surrounding him. And again, look, I say this as, you know, and I'm not trying to be like a hot take artist, or I'm not trying to necessarily invoke race, but race is also part of life sometimes. And the way people are perceived, race plays a factor in some of this stuff. So let me finish.
Yeah.
Muhammad Ali wasn't beloved before he couldn't talk anymore. Okay. When he stopped being able to communicate in a normal way, then he became this beloved figure. He wasn't as beloved. Go look at the history. History will tell you when he was someone who wasn't in the situation he was in physically and mentally, he was not as beloved.
No.
Okay? So an outspoken minority, man, woman, you know, different race, ethnicity, whatever, those people, they have it tougher. I don't care what anybody tells me. That is the truth. History in America, in the world, will tell you that.
Yeah, I mean, Muhammad Ali, it's an interesting comparison only because when Muhammad Ali was, you know, saying he wasn't going to Vietnam, when he said the things that he said about no Viet Cong ever called me the N-word, et cetera, et cetera, Yes, it was an unpopular thing to be saying at the time. It seemed anti-American. You remember the Jim Brown All-American documentary where all of the best and biggest names of black American sports heroes got together
in
Cleveland.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was there.
And, and they sort of heard Muhammad Ali's case, you know, and then they came out and supported Muhammad Ali. And you're right. He became a beloved figure later on in life, especially when he was dealing with Parkinson's, okay? I hear what you're saying, and I actually think there's credence to what you're saying, just so you know. But in the final analysis, let's get back to the football part of it, which is this. RG3 is saying that the way the Chicago Bears
do business,
just treated Justin Fields, should tell this young man, Caleb Williams, brother, you should not go to that organization, because if they treated that first round draft choice that way, what might they do for you?
Right.
I would argue the opposite, which is
they got did that because they wanted you.
Correct. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, I get that part of it. I understand.
Well, you're bringing up an interesting point.
Cappy, did you drink that espresso smoothie by chance today?
I did not.
Oh.
And you didn't even have the dark chocolate that I offered you with the sea salt.
I know, and I would have loved to have had that espresso smoothie, because the thing is that I'm on fumes. It's all because of the wake up for the Dodger game.
Same.
And then it's because of Chris and his stupid alarm from 3 a.m. to 4 a.m.
Right. Cappy. Coming up next, speaking of the Dodgers, let's get into the Dodgers. We're going to hear from Mookie Betts.
Okay.
You and I are going to hear from Mookie Betts in the next segment.
All right.
He was on our station earlier this morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So we'll hear from Mookie Betts about this game today that you didn't watch because it was blacked out in your hotel.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll get to that. But first, Cappy, tell him about your friend, Hello, Avner Gatt.
Yeah, I was going to have dinner with Avner Gatt tonight. We actually we postponed it until Tuesday of next week. And the reason we did that is because the Lakers have an East Coast game. And so we're actually going to get preempted on Tuesday. So I'm going to go out to Avner and have dinner with him and his family on Tuesday. That's one thing I do want to tell you guys about Avner Gatt. One of the things I love about him and his business is that it is a family business and the whole family works in it. I always tell you that when you call his number, 818-917-5256, Avner answers the phone, hello, or somebody else in his family answers the phone, because this is a serious family business. I actually admire the hell out of
it. Do they also say hello?
Right. It doesn't matter. Mrs. Gatt answers
hello.
The phone.
Hello.
You know what I mean? Daughter Gatt answers the phone. Hello. The whole deal. So listen, let's talk about what Avner can actually do for you. You have a broken pipe in your house. Something happens. Or maybe you have this major toilet overflow. You have an accident in your house. You call your homeowner's insurance, who you pay every month. Now you depend on your homeowner's insurance to come fix everything. And they want to pay you less than what it's going to take to fix the problem. You have a $100,000 problem on your hands and your insurance company wants to pay you $50,000. You can try and negotiate with the insurance company yourself, but I don't think you're going to be successful, because it's a tough negotiation. That's why Avner Gatt is the guy that you call. Avner Gatt is a public insurance adjuster, but yet he's on your side. He makes sure you get the best deal, not the insurance company. His team has been dealing with insurance companies for all these years. It's all they do. It's why they've got these 5-star reviews, Better Business Bureau, Yelp, Google, etc. And in the final analysis, guys, no one, and I mean no one, messes with my man, Avner Gatt and his team. Call him, 818-917-5256. If you've got a problem with your homeowner's insurance and they're not paying you what they should be paying you, you call Avner Gatt. He's going to get you that money. 818-917-5256, avnergatt.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
525.
What are you munching on?
Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its are delicious.
What? I'm sorry.
You don't like Cheez-Its?
Scumbag.
They're delicious.
Sonato and Cap, Wednesday afternoon. What is this? Oh, in this day in 2021, the number one hit, What's Next? By Drake. Do it. No, what's your other song you love?
Who the hell is y'all?
Yeah.
Remember when he said that like 10 times a segment for like six months straight?
That was when the show was good.
Did you pick Drake in your bracket?
Well, that's what you said earlier.
Lindsay was referencing a bit when the show wasn't that great, that we had to resort to crab drops.
Oh, I thought you said that's when the show was good.
No.
I was being facetious.
Oh, I thought you were serious.
Did you?
That's before you really got into character.
Who the F is y'all?
That's when we did those calls and you'd get mad at 3 o'clock every day. Guys, we got to plan out the show. Remember those, Sedona?
Yeah.
He just goes, yeah.
Did you pick Drake, bro?
What about Drake?
Did you pick him in your bracket?
Drake?
Yeah, are they in the tournament? Yeah, against Washington State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't filled in my brackets yet. I'm taking a look here. I'm looking for upsets. Anybody got any good upsets for me?
I picked a lot of 11s.
Over 5s?
Over 6s.
Oh. Cappy, you know who's picking my Final Four for me?
Shohei's interpreter.
Jay Billis?
No, Chewy.
Oh,
Shohei's interpreter.
No, Shohei.
What, Cap?
See, Shohei's interpreter.
Before, yes, it's a big story today.
Yes. Yeah, I know it's great. That's hilarious.
I'm a pretty funny person.
That would be a good guy to have pick your brackets.
I don't know. Well, he's got a lot of gambling data. It doesn't seem like he has a very good judgment. Well, didn't pick very many winners if he owes that much money.
That might be true.
So I'm going with my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
My dogs.
Chewy. He's going to pick them. I'm gonna do like the treats on the different pieces of paper with the team one here, team two here. Which one you picking, Chewy?
That's what Rachel does for Cappy.
Yes, that is true. That's exactly right. She puts down little treats.
Oh, man.
I got to lose some weight, guys. I mean, I know I've been talking about it forever, but Rachel has gotten herself into like bikini season shape right now.
Dude, let me tell you something.
Yeah.
I am down to the weight I was like in the pandemic when I was literally just hiking for like 3 miles or 4, 5, 6 miles a day or whatever it was.
Yeah, that's when we came up with our master plan.
Right. Yeah.
Those pandemic days.
Yeah. Like I was hiking. So whatever was the equivalent of like, you know, 10 to 12, 13,000 steps. It was like 5, 6 miles a day. Mm-hmm. And I was down. I was at like 175 and I am down to that right now. Like, even after eating 3 slices of pizza yesterday.
Pizza was good. It took 2 hours to get here, but it was good.
It was good.
It was really good. You know, for me, I'll tell you guys.
Why don't you try the Lumen?
I've lost so much
weight. Go to Lumen. It works, dude.
You guys want to see? I've lost so much weight.
Is that the one where you, like, breathe into the thing?
Yeah, it's like a breathalyzer. Like,
yeah, breathalyzer for, like, carbs, right?
For ketones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's Cappy. We need more ketones.
I know, but I've lost so much weight recently that my pants are practically falling down.
That's good.
No, seriously, check it out.
What happened to your face, though?
Watch this.
Wait, what? What do you mean? What happened to your face?
The face is still puffy.
What are you doing? You're on camera.
What are you doing?
Like, my pants are falling down.
Right, but did you just buy bigger pants?
What kind of underwear are those?
It looks like something from, like, Asia.
It looks like dungarees?
No, it looks like a village in Okinawa.
It looks like a ship from the Columbus days.
It looks like the Karate Kid 2.
He got him from Shohei's interpreter.
I've lost so much weight that my pants are falling down. But yes, George.
Well,
I didn't lose any weight. I bought bigger pants.
I knew it.
And you're not wearing a belt either.
More comfortable pants.
Don't ever do that. That's like a bad move.
It's the worst thing you can do.
Yes, don't ever buy bigger pants.
I'm wearing the most comfortable pants that I'm not even pulling in my gut. You know what I mean? But I'm so tired of feeling the way I feel with when I have to like suck it in to button my pants. So I just bought bigger pants.
Okay, who cares? Be happy.
Happy.
Yeah.
You are beautiful the way you are.
Yeah, remember, George has
Love
got another
yourself.
Probably 15 years on TV. Those days are behind you.
They are behind me.
Don't worry about it anymore.
Right. George has also been hiking a lot lately. And he was sick.
Here's what Bruce Lee said when we talk about daily affirmations. This is from Bruce Lee.
Hit the daily affirmation music.
Yeah, here it is. You ready? Don't speak negatively about yourself, even as a joke. Your body doesn't know the difference. Words are energy, and they can cast spells. That's why it's called spelling. Change the way you speak.
Is that why it's called spelling?
That's right.
Oh.
Take it from Bruce Lee. Change the way you speak about yourself, and you can change your life.
I literally told you that exact thing last week.
Yeah, but you're not Bruce Lee.
I know. But now you know. Yeah. Now you have affirmed.
The master of Jeet Kune Do.
You have affirmed.
I prefer Bruce Leroy myself, but that's a different story. It's a different movie.
Kiss My Converse? Remember that from that movie?
Shogun Warrior?
Shonuff.
Shonuff.
You used to say, kiss my Converse. That is an Bruce 80s Leroy. Reference. If I ever, yeah. You have to know the 80s right. movie.
Bruce Leroy.
Vanity was in that movie.
Yes, she was.
She was the lead, the female lead in that
all
movie.
All right, you said before the break we were going to talk
you
about-
You say Kikuchi.
Oh, I didn't put it in there yet.
Oh, you did it?
No, aww. Not yet. It's supposed to be when I was at home.
So the Dodgers, they win today. They came from behind against your gutty little Padres. Mm-hmm. They were down 2-1, and then in the eighth inning, they blew it open.
But, weird story.
What happened?
Oh, you didn't see this?
Well, I'm just asking, what weird story?
Oh, so Jake Cronenworth, who plays first base for the Padres.
Oh, the ball went through his glove.
Have you ever seen that before?
I've never seen that.
Okay?
Before. Yeah.
Even Joe Davis, the incredible,
oh God,
talented, lovable Dodger broadcaster, Joe Davis, who everybody loves.
Uh-huh.
Joe Davis said, I've never seen that before. Cronenworth is going to his right.
I'm glad Joe Davis said that.
Goes to pick up what is a very routine ground ball. Not even that hard hit, you know? And the ball goes through the webbing of his glove, blows open the game, Dodgers win the game.
All right, now that we have crazy. The analysis, do you want to know the analysis that they were talking about on Unsportsmanlike when they had Mookie on the show?
Sure.
Yeah, so Mookie was on Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Nice.
And they literally right after the game and had this to say.
They took a note from us, I think.
Mookie, take us behind the scenes. What's some of the interesting food that you had or a sight that you saw while you were there? Give us the highlights of the tourism.
Some of the markets are really cool. Yesterday, I had me and my wife, we went to one of the markets, and I think my appetite is ruined now. There was a squid. I felt bad for him. They just cut him up. They just cut him up right there. And I probably won't eat calamari anymore, but that's a memory I'll take.
Wait a minute.
Other than that, I mean, other than the food is pretty good.
You saw the chopping up of the squid?
Yeah, it ruined me. It really did. It ruined me. So, if there's a place with calamari, I'm not going.
All right.
This is a good game recap.
Yeah, it really was.
I just think it's funny because we were saying like it was the game, but they were talking about fun stuff, you know?
Well, we do analysis around here.
I know.
And
there's analysis of the food.
They analysis of the food, but Evan also asked him a good baseball question for those that want to know that. He asked him about, like, just, you know, obviously he's played multiple positions, right? So he literally asked him, yo, is there anything you can't do?
He is Mookie Betts, and he joins us after the first win of the season with the L.A. Dodgers. Mookie, first off, congratulations on the 1-0 start. Is there anything you can't do, any position you can't play? Because now you're the full-time shortstop for the Dodgers.
I take pride in being an athlete, and so I do what I can to help us win. And you can put me anywhere on the field, except catching. And probably pitching. I can't do either one of those, but the rest of them I think I can handle.
Evan needs an air check session, I think.
Does he? Really? What are you going to say?
I'm just kidding. He took Sedano. They did like a, excuse me, they did a personality draft.
Yeah.
Of who you want to watch the NCAA tournament with.
And he drafted Sedano third.
Get
of ESPN
here.
People.
Oh, really? Gotcha. Yeah. Who was first?
I don't know.
What about Bill Walton?
Hold on. I somebody tweeted it to us. So hold on.
Bill Walton.
Is he still with ESPN?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He works with Dave Pasch all the time on the Pac-12 games. I don't know what he's going to do without a Pac-12.
Exactly.
So, by the way, we're going to lose Sedano for a bunch of playoff games, just so you know.
NBA?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you think you're
today.
Going, sucker?
Found out today.
Well, that's what you wanted to talk
we're
about.
We're going to have to do
we're running those
drops.
Games anyway.
Some of them.
The conference finals and finals?
Hey, I have an idea. Why don't we get Yogi Roth to fill in?
Yeah.
With you?
So Evan picked first.
Or Geeter.
He picked first Andrea Carter,
okay.
Who's one of our, she works on NBA, but she's also one of our women's basketball analysts. She played at Tennessee.
Nice.
For Pat Summitt, the great Pat Summitt, the legend. And then Evan picked Myron Metcalf, who's one of our college basketball reporters. He's like one of our insiders. He's like basically the Woj of college basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then he picked me third. So there you go.
Aw, that's adorable. Where'd he pick you, Cappy?
I don't think I got picked. I think I got the Ramona treatment.
The Ramona treatment.
Right. Yeah, where I'm excluded.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not part of the cool kid club at ESPN.
I would watch a game with Ramona because we would, you know, watch the game but also talk about all the other stuff, you know?
Like
Ramona
what?
Has all the tea.
She has all the tea?
Yeah, she has
like
all the
what?
Tea.
What is tea? Like testosterone? What do you mean?
Okay, Cappy.
The gossip, the chisme.
When people say tea to me, I think testosterone.
Girl talk, Cappy.
Didn't know that.
No,
because I'm manly. Because I'm a man's man.
That's right. That's right. And you don't drop TVs.
I can fill in a
like
light bulb. Yeah.
That's right.
Don't forget 6 o'clock, Boise, Colorado, Boise State, Colorado.
Yeah.
We continue the madness here on 710 ESPN, courtesy of our friends at Westwood One.
Radio Tinder's coming up. Award-winning Radio Tinder in just a moment. But first, Cappy, tell us about Prize Picks.
Oh, I would love to. I had a rough night last night on Prize Picks. I thought that I would get Luka and Otani to get more than 5.5 3-point shots and bases. And I think Otani was on base twice. And Luka, did you see this last night, George? Luka was 2-for-11 from 3-point range. Now, a guy like me would never know that Luka was 2-for-11 from 3-point range if it wasn't for Prize Picks. So here's what I want you to do, because it's going to change the way you watch sports. It's an easy game to play. You take a player like Luka, for example, right? Or let's keep it local. You take a player like LeBron. Is LeBron going to score more than 24.5 points, or is LeBron going to score less than 24.5 points? It's really that easy. The game is that easy. You just make that decision, more or less. And then you just make a couple of plays, and I'm telling you right now, you could turn $10 into $1,000. I mean, it takes a little bit of skill, and you got to know what's going on. But seriously, you can win that kind of cash on Prize Picks. So here's what you do. Download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Cappy, K-A-P-P-Y, and download that Prize Picks app with code Cappy. And I'm telling you, they're going to match your first deposit 100% up to $100. You put in $100, they put in $100, you got $200, let's play ball. Now you can play baseball, basketball. You got the college hoops tournament, men's and women's, and I even am playing darts and League of Legends. You can play everything on Prize Picks. Use my code, Cappy.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Sedano and Cap 542 Radio Tinder Top.
Why am I going to find
out?
We like to play a TV theme on this day in 1964. The Pink Panther debuted in theaters. I thought we were going to play the Bret Hart theme because on this day back in 1994, 30 years ago, I remember watching WrestleMania 10 with Pops, and Bret the Hitman Hart beat Yokozuna.
Oh, I love Yokozuna.
To win the WWF Championship. Anyway, you can follow her at Lindsay Baseball on Twitter and Instagram. Don't forget about our sponsor, Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala, founded in the city of Downey.
Beto just sent me a video. I haven't played it yet.
What's in the video?
Geeter. Do we want to just play it on the air?
Beto and Geeter?
I think so.
No, I mean, Geeter's not going to say anything. Let me see him.
Oh.
Look how hot he is.
In his Lakers shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And his white pants? Go ahead.
Hold on. I'm going to text Beto. Can I just play it?
Well, and that's it. Well, let's get one Radio Tinder story in. Then we'll play it. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Thanks, Christopher. Well, to make it quick, long story short, police basically just found the murderer of an Oregon woman that died in 1980 based on his chewing gum from his DNA profile. Yes, they took chewing gum from the scene as evidence, and apparently they had done went back and retested the DNA, did the DNA swab, and the guy's DNA was recently uploaded through Parabon, which is one of those sites that basically it scours 23andMe and Ancestry.com, and it can find if you have any like distant relatives. So long story short, through one of those websites, his DNA was found and connected to this cold case murder.
Whoa.
So that happens all the time, but I was going to ask you guys, do you know anyone who's ever uploaded their DNA to one of those sites, or like anyone in your family, or would you ever do it?
No, I don't know anybody.
My answer is yes and yes.
You have done it?
I have not, but I want to.
I want to too, but someone in your family did?
Rachel has done the 21 and whatever it's
23
called.
23 and me?
Yeah, that.
I want to do it. I feel like it'd be cool to like trace your family
yeah,
tree.
Yeah, and she got it for me 1 year for Christmas, and then I never used it, so she gave it to somebody else. Like, I literally was sitting in her house, and she's like, dude, it's been sitting here for like 2 months, so she gave it to somebody else. But I want to do that. But now that you tell me that years later, they
Don't do this bit.
Right.
I know what you're trying to do. It's not funny, so don't do it.
What am
I
doing? Does it have something to do with like
that something from your past is going to pop up?
No, I'm not saying there's nothing in my past that I think would pop up.
Well, but I don't believe that. But
I just feel like I don't necessarily.
You can't even get global entry, Cappy.
No. I had global entry. They took it.
They
from
took
me.
It away because
even
you
worse.
Were
even worse.
A little too.
They took it away from me. But you know what? I've done all the application to get it back. In fact, I even uploaded
dude,
all the documentation.
I just. I feel so bad for you because I literally for global entry and pre-check, like I literally put in the application and like within less than a week, they immediately came back like, oh, you're renewed. You're good to go.
Yeah.
And you've been like fighting for this because you were a dumbass in Mexico.
No, that's not why. That's not why I lost it.
Oh, was it the divorce?
Us, remember?
Yes,
you
I lost my global entry.
You lost your global entry, the divorce?
Correct.
I still don't understand the global entry thing.
I do.
What is it?
I thought
it was the Mexico thing.
No.
What happened? Listen, when I tried to take a weed dispensary with me across the border into Mexico for recreational purposes, not for sale, okay, they busted me.
So now you have to have this thing global entry to get back in?
No.
You go through the speedy lane where they don't have to do the whole passport
thing.
Right.
Oh. When you come back into America
like
from wherever you are outside
country.
Of the country, right,
yeah.
you walk right through, right?
Oh, okay.
So I had global entry, and then last year, amongst all the lawsuits with the ex, I lost it. Now I had to go back to like the Department of Homeland Security and go, look, I was exonerated. And here's
exonerated.
The documentation. That's right.
Was it a crime?
No crime.
I didn't think so.
It's civil case.
But there's no exoneration needed. You were just found not responsible.
They dropped the case.
There you go.
Over nonsense.
Dismissed.
Right. And so what they did, so I had to go back and say, look, guys, here's the judge. Here's what the judge said. Judge ruled. Here's what she said. And now I'm waiting to get my global entry back.
I hope you get it back, Cappy. We should like petition for you.
Thank you. Let's all go march.
Did you need to get references or you said recommendations?
No, the judge. The judge did everything for me.
Okay. I was going to say George obviously has a good, you know, relationship with global entry.
Dude, a week for both. Like literally a week
but
renewed.
This is not,
maybe you can like write a letter for you.
This is not renewal, bro.
Do you want me to send a letter?
Yes.
To
he'll be like,
hey
yeah.
there, I'm George Sedona.
Please do.
And then you're good. You're good.
Help a brother out.
You're good.
Lindsay wouldn't help you. She's going to call Interpol on you.
That's right.
She's going to get me deported.
As soon as we leave here, they're waiting for you outside.
Seriously. She don't have my back.
Deported.
Oh, can you play the video?
He forgot about it already.
George, the video.
Oh, I'm waiting for Beto. He hasn't texted me back, dude.
Beto, do it on.
One more Radio Tinder, then. Well, what are you looking at me?
I'm just saying, I haven't gotten a text back
don't
yet.
Don't
really?
Hate that when
I'm
you
literally
text
texting
someone?
Him like, yo, can you text me back? Come
like,
on, Beto, do better.
When someone texts you and then you text them right back and then they don't answer, it's like you were just there 1 minute ago. What are you doing?
Come on, Beto.
All right, he's Bubbles. Hell yeah, he said.
Hell yeah.
All right, do you want to do it now or you want more Tinder?
No, go ahead. Go play the video. We're good.
All right, play it right here. Let me raise the volume.
All right, let's all hear
sound like DeAndre.
Yo, Gee, what are you doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow? What time, like early evening, late afternoon?
About 4 o'clock.
I'm in, boy. What's the dot on cap, bro?
Chris's face.
I'm in, boy.
There you go.
That's good.
Geeter's going to be in the house.
You remember the first time we ever did that? Everybody was like, ooh, what are you doing? What are you doing? Oh, Island Bay. Like, no, dude.
There are some scandalous videos of
yes, them. There are. But you know what? Now it's part of our thing.
You know, one more Tinder real quick.
All right. So
where's the music?
Roger Federer was at the Warriors game over the weekend, and just like a lot of people do, they want to take selfies with celebs. And he thought Steve Kerr is a celeb to him, so he wants to take a selfie with him. So that's what he did. He walked over past him and said, hey, Steve, can I get a quick selfie with you? Took the picture and moved on. Guess what?
It wasn't Steve Kerr.
It was not Steve Kerr.
It was a lookalike guy who sits like in the first couple rows.
Oh, he looks just like him.
Like literally looks like he could be his brother.
He looks. Someone said he looks more like Steve Kerr than Steve Kerr. I think it was Chuck.
I've seen the guy. He literally looks. They look like they could be brothers.
So you should get that Steve Kerr guy to get together with that Klay Thompson guy.
So I was going to ask you guys, have you ever either been hoodwinked by like a fake celeb or have you ever mistook someone for someone else and had it play out in person?
Oh, dude. I had one so embarrassing. So embarrassing. A couple years ago, I was doing a game. Philadelphia was playing Dallas in Dallas. So the Eagles were playing the Cowboys. And I think Chip Kelly was the head coach of the Eagles for a short period of time. And he's standing there on the field before the game. And I walk up to him. I'm like, Coach, how you doing, man? What's going on? Like, and I start talking to him because I think it's Chip Kelly. Wasn't Chip Kelly.
Was it?
You know, I don't know. Some assistant coach that just looked like
guy?
Him. Yeah, just some assistant coach that looked just like him. I felt like such a dumbass. Finally, the guy said to me, he goes, you think I'm Coach Kelly, don't you? And I go, yeah. He goes, I'm not.
That's great that he like let it go on that long. He just did. Like let the ruse go on.
George, gets
about,
it a lot.
Yeah. Well, George, what about you?
I don't think so. Like, I don't, first of all, I'm not like a, I'm not Cappy, right? Like, I'm not going to schmooze people naturally. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to bother anybody. So, especially someone who has any level of celebrity. So, like, that hasn't happened to me because I just don't approach a lot of celebrity types. Unless, like, maybe I've approached a celebrity, like, I'm on him on the sidelines because, like, the producer's like, hey, you know, whatever, Drake is there. Like, ask him a question. You know what I mean? Like, but I don't.
Did you walk up to Drake and go, who the F is y'all?
I haven't, but okay. Next time
that's
I will.
That's a good question to ask
if
him.
Toronto's ever back in the playoffs, I'll literally do that for you. Okay?
Did you go up to Cappy, or I mean Adam Sandler, because it was
and
Cappy?
And be like, why did you do the Adam Sandler?
I know Adam Sandler.
Hello, Adam Sandler. How are you? I am Mr. Pickle-Arm.
One of these days, you're going to meet him, Cappy.
Yeah,
we're
going to
have that.
Right.
We're going to have that interaction.
And I'm gonna walk
the
up
Sandman?
To him. I'm going to walk up to him and be like, I only have one arm. Now, please, give me some candy.
You wouldn't walk up to him last year when we were at the, I think it was the game against, one of the Dylan Brooks games. Mm. And remember, he was wearing that neon yellow sweatshirt.
That's
and I was
right.
Like, come on, let's go down and talk to him. Let's go down. You wouldn't go.
Well, I didn't want to leave the suite. I didn't want to leave the suite.
Well, you were busy because the Tequila Mandala guys were there, which, by the way, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Tequila Mandala. Always swipe right on Tequila Mandala. Award-winning small batch premium sippy tequila made from the finest mature agaves. Available everywhere fine tequilas are sold. So visit their website, Cappy, tequilamandala.com, and demand the extraordinary with Tequila Mandala.
Do you think Geeter will share an onion ring with me tomorrow?
Oh, for sure. But don't be pulling this bit with other people. It's me and you, buddy. If you do that to me, you're cheating.
You were so excited now that
you
he's
are cheating.
Coming.
What are you going to do? You're going to have a share a glizzy with him next?
No, just a chicken tender.
A chicken tender?
He gets on one end, I get on the other.
He loves a good tender.
I know, but I wonder if.
But Geeter this time, like, well, you and I just kind of we rubbed belts as our stomachs kind of rubbed together as we were getting closer.
Yeah.
I'd pull him in.
I wonder if Geeter would go for it.
Just okay. For the bit,
hey,
baby.
Hey, Geeter, I got an idea. Would you do this? I wonder if he would go for it. Does he have that in his game?
I don't know. We're about to find out. So you go. All right, one more segment to go, Cappy.
Yes, and dealer's choice is important.
Yes, dealer's choice is apparently very important. That's next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Final segment for your Wednesday afternoon. Sit down with Cappy. Coming up at the top of the hour in just a few minutes, we bring you the first four, courtesy of Westwood One, who's at Boise State in Colorado tonight. As the madness, we get ready to tip off tomorrow, officially for the class of 64, and we'll be live from the Islands in Manhattan Beach.
Island
be
bye.
Sure to be there and press the flesh with the Island Boy, sucker.
Sucker was close.
Had to get the sucker in.
Yeah.
Needed it.
All right, time for what do we do?
Dealer's choice.
I mean, are you gonna cover Otani's $4.5 million that he lost because of interpreters stealing his money? Or
there's something there.
Yeah, there's something big time there. There's something really bad there.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like Otani, this is like his best friend.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden he's paying $4.5 million worth of gambling debts with Otani's money. That sounds very fishy to me.
What do you mean? In what sense?
I mean, in the sense of you sure Otani's like, well, I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, so you think Otani was gambling?
I don't know if he was gambling, but I mean, it just doesn't sound good. He's too close. He's too closely connected. It's bad.
I got to read this. Grant in L.A. said, if I'm doing the chicken tender bit with Geeter tomorrow, at the very end, you have to lean in and whisper in his ear, it's not a bit. When I pull him in.
All right, here's a quick dealer's choice for you, George, as we get ready for NCAA basketball action tonight. Two things. Number one, when the Caleb Williams pro day ended today, I needed to take my buddy Alex Van Pelt from the New England Patriots out to lunch. He said, I want to go to a great Mexican restaurant.
Right.
Chris, so you,
You were going to a place in near the airport.
We were going to go near the airport, but it was getting a little late because the Caleb thing went kind of
late. So you didn't go to Paco's Tacos?
Didn't go to Paco's Tacos. Decided to stay closer to the USC campus. Shout out to La Barca. Have you guys been to La Barca?
I've heard of it.
Oh, my God. That was like the second time I've been there. Everybody was raving. By the way, walked in at about, I don't know, like 11:45. Place was packed on fire. You know? And so great, great lunch this afternoon at La Barca. We should go there.
But how is that closer than a place right across the street from the airport?
Well, because I decided I'm not going to go down to the airport.
Oh, you didn't take him to the airport.
You guys go to the airport. Okay. Let's go to La Barca so I can get right over here.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense. That makes sense.
And here's the second part of today's dealer's choice.
Quickly.
I sent shout outs earlier today to Lou Riddick, to Norv Turner, Dan Quinn, Yogi Roth, Sam Farmer, Steve, not Sam Weish, Jacob Ullman, JB Long, and Andy Bark, but I forgot to mention JB Long.
Oh, that's right. JB Long was there and he gave you the stink eye at first.
Oh, he did?
JB Long and I.
We should have talked about this earlier, honestly.
Oh.
We can save it for tomorrow.
JB Long and I spent a lot of time together today.
But at first, I feel like he was like, this freaking guy. He gave you one of those.
Did you rip me to him?
He was really nice and a sweetheart to me.
He was as darling as could be.
He's always a darling person. But I feel like initially he gave you this thing, guy.
I feel like there was a part of JB that I never said anything to him. And he didn't say anything to me because he's too sweet. But I felt like I wanted to say to him, hey, you're not like really mad at me, are you?
You probably should have.
But people keep telling me that he's really mad at me. I don't believe
it. But that's how nice a guy he is that he's not even going to bring it up. But I felt the tension when you first came through.
I don't believe he's really mad at me.
Okay.
But everybody keeps telling me that he is. And I feel like if I say to him, are you really mad at me? And he goes, what are you talking about? Like I'm going to make an ass of myself.
Well, you usually do.
Every day.
We'll see you tomorrow, 4 o'clock at the Islands in Manhattan Beach. Island boy! Broadcasting live starting at 10 a.m. for the Madness. KSPN Los Angeles, a Good Karma Brands radio station, 6 o'clock. You ready for the Madness, George?
Always.
Westwood One's presentation of the first four right now on 710.